Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
Happy Tuesday! Welcome back to work after a long holiday weekend, which I totally did not take advantage of as far as like getting out of town. This morning, it seems like everybody is coming back to town. I don't know about you. I know you have a smaller commute, but like freeways are packed right now.
For me, it felt like everybody came back yesterday afternoon, because yesterday afternoon we dropped the kids off at my in-laws and my wife and I, we were running errands slash kind of a date. We don't get to get out a lot, just me and her anymore.
Hey, if it's Costco, it's a date.
That's what I was going to say. We did Sam's Club, we did Sprouts, and it felt like there was more traffic on the roads, and Sam's Club was packed and Sprouts was packed. And everybody had their vacay, and they came back and said, you know, we got to get ready for the work week.
Got to restock up. Yesterday was actually Art and my 13th wedding anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's huge.
We did absolutely nothing.
As you should.
And it was actually really nice. Like, we talked about it. We're like, man, we should have planned this better. It was a holiday weekend. Like, we should have gone somewhere. But we had a lot of stuff going on throughout the weekend. So yesterday I was like, let's not do anything. He's like, do you want to go to dinner? I was like, no, I don't. And when it came to gifts, because we had talked about this last week about, you know, what do you want? Because we're at that stage, like, if we want something, we buy it, you know? And he had told me that he wanted an old school, like, golf bag. We're talking, like, all leather golf bag. And I was like, okay. And I told him this weekend, I said, let's go wherever you would go to buy it, and I'll get it for you. I'm not going to pick one out for you. He's like, you know what? Let's not even worry about that. You know what we did for gifts?
You gave each other hugs?
He went out and got me flowers and coffee, which, perfect.
Cute.
And I had delivered from Target Tums Chewable, because he likes those ones, like the gummy ones. Gummy bears, because he likes those. And a pillow.
13 years.
I mean, that's what you have to look forward to, Aunt.
Wife of the year, Tums and a pillow.
Tums and a pillow. He loved it. That was the saddest part of all
of
it.
Does he just eat Tums as like a snack?
No, he's always having spicy food, so he's got an upset stomach. So he was like, oh, these are the tropical smoothie ones? These are actually really good, Kel.
You guys are romantic.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Was there a pet heist that took place in Corona over the weekend?
I have no clue what happened, unless the doors were left open on a Petco and all the birds got out. After this odd little storm that we had in the IE over the weekend, we're hanging out outside, my wife and kids and whatnot, and all of a sudden we hear like this squawking noise, like a loud squawking. And I'm like, that doesn't sound like your average crow. We looked up, and it was a flock of parrots that were flying over our house. I thought, I have never seen a parrot in Corona. Okay, a wild parrot at that. My wife used to work in Santa Ana,
uh-huh.
And I guess they're native to the land over there. The land. The city of Santa Ana. So it wasn't odd for her to see them while working over there. But I don't know if this is them flying south for the fall, summer, who knows?
South to Corona. Come on, let's go vacation, guys.
I've never seen parrots in my neck of the woods.
Let me ask, were they the like green parrots, like the bright green?
From what I could tell, yes, they were flying pretty high, but from what I could tell, they did look like those green ones.
So in DeVore, where I live, there's like a flock of parrots. And every once in a while, you'll hear them, but you can see them because they are that same bright green. So I don't know if they're all part of the same gang and they're just getting around the Inland Empire, but definitely I can tell you that they are around DeVore.
That is so weird to see parrots just flying out in the open like that. I usually see them in white cages and try to have them mock me.
Well, with your zoo that you have at your house, was there any like, hey, maybe the chickens, the dog, the cat, maybe we need a parrot?
I'm so thankful my daughter didn't look up at the time and say, Daddy, catch one. Let's keep it as a pet. Because, again, we have way too many animals as it is.
Okay, maybe that's the last thing you want to do. I actually looked it up, and these birds are native to Southern California, and they have legal protections. You are not allowed to catch them or even mess with them.
Good. Just fly over my house. Keep going. No birds. Thank you.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Halloween is alive and well at my house. Over the weekend, we decided, you know what? We're decorating. And we got all the decorations out.
Did you feel like it was fall with the rain that we got? Yes. Tried to get into the mood.
And I think that's why I was like, yeah, let's go. That was the night. What was it? Sunday night. All the days run together with a holiday weekend. But where it was raining, and I was like, okay, let's put on like kind of a scary movie, you know, kid scary movie, and decorate. We did the whole thing. And earlier that day, we knew we were going to decorate. So we had gone to Lowe's. And we're like, let's go see what kind of Halloween decorations they have. And my kids, sorry to the Lowe's employees, are those kids that every single one of those blue try me buttons, they're like, hit, and all of them are going off at the same time. There's one this year, though, I will tell you, if you're going to take your kids, make sure you're recording, because I wish I would have had it on camera. It scared the living bejesus out of Carter.
Which one was it?
It's this giant skeleton head, and it's one that takes a second. You press the button, and you're like, oh, it's broke. Like, it doesn't do anything. And then all of a sudden, the skeleton, like, pulls the head up, ooh, and there's, like, a freaky head underneath it. I thought Carter was literally going to jump out of his shoes. He went, like, 3 feet back from where he was standing. And I let out, like, the biggest laugh to where, like, everybody turned around and looked at us. And I was like, yeah, that was my kid. Like, there are some good ones this year.
Does he like Halloween? Does he like getting scared? Is that, like, his forte?
He's not big. He likes Halloween. He's not big on getting scared because he gets scared very easily. Like, I could turn the corner and go, boo! And he's one of those, like, jump scare kids. Like, ah! Like, Carter, you wuss!
We did the same thing at Home Depot not too long ago because they had all their 20-30 foot decor out also, and my daughter Reese, it freaks me out. She loves getting scared, like gets such a high out of it, and I freak out. So first thing we have to do is they have, again, all those try me buttons, and they're all laid on the ground, and they all have their wires going to the corresponding decorations. So there was one, and she's pushing them all, and she's not getting freaked out. She's just all kind of watching them, getting a kick out of it. So she went to go push one of the buttons, and she was watching the wrong animatronic, and the other one next to her went off. So as she tapped it, it scared the bejesus out of her. She did one of those little kid things where, like, she's, like, frozen, but she's kind of shaking. And we had a group of people, and they all started laughing. I was like, yeah, look at that kid. That's mine. I'll tell you what, every year, does it not seem like they get bigger and bigger?
Oh, yeah. And those ones are really, really cool. And every year, you know, the kids are like, can we get one? And I'm like, no, I have nowhere to store any of that type of stuff. They're cool for the month, or if you're like me now, 2 months of Halloween decorations that you're going to do. But after that, unless you're changing it out and now your skeleton has a Santa suit on.
That's what I was going to ask you, because I feel like that would be art. I feel like that's totally art's forte. Liz, why take it down when we can keep it up year round and the skeleton can celebrate Valentine's Day, St. Patrick's Day, so on and so forth.
The giant skeleton leprechaun.
Columbus Day.
No, art's forte is inflatables. So Christmas time, he has all the inflatables, and it's pretty funny at night when the kids try and run around because there's all these wires, and all of a sudden you're like, where'd they go? And they're like, oh, they ate it over Santa jet skiing.
Can't beat Kelly on K-Frog. Thanks to Provident Bank, helping Southern Californians live fully and bank simply for over 70 years. Go to myprovident.com.
Sean and Wendy, how was the long holiday weekend? You guys feeling rested?
Yeah.
Oh, Sean, are you going to take the lead on Can't Beat Kelly?
Yeah, I'll try.
All right, Sean, here we go. First thing is first, let's say goodbye to Kelly as she exits the studio.
Good luck, Kelly.
Good luck, Sean.
So nice. All right, Sean, well, I have 3 pop culture trivia questions for you. If you get more right than Kelly, you're going to get $100, but keep in mind that all the ties will go to Kelly. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Hurricane Lowell is making its closest approach to Hawaii, bringing heavy rain, wind, and high surf with warnings and closures across the island. Tom Selleck became a global television icon by starring as the Hawaii-based private investigator Thomas Magnum in what 1980s series?
Magnum P.I.?
Happy birthday to former teen heartthrob Jonathan Taylor Thomas, who turns 44 today. He was best known for his role as Randy Taylor in the series Home Improvement, but he also voiced one of Disney's most lovable lions. What character was he the voice of?
Simba.
Over the weekend, the University of Michigan beat Western Michigan 13-12 after officials restored 1 second on the clock, giving the Wolverines one final chance to score. Tell me how many milliseconds are in 1 second. Is it 10, 100, or 1,000?
1,000.
All right, Sean. Well, let's bring Kelly back in. What are you doing today? You going to school?
Yeah.
Wow. I'll tell you this. I don't think you need to go because you're a smarty pants. You did very well here today. Let's see how Kelly does. You ready, Kel?
Let's go.
Hurricane Lowell is making its closest approach to Hawaii, bringing heavy rain, wind, and high surf with warnings and closures across the island. Tom Selleck became a global television icon by starring as the Hawaii-based private investigator Thomas Magnum in what hit 1980s series?
There's no way Sean got this, right? Magnum P.I.
Sean got this. It's like he knew. It's like his favorite show growing up.
Mom knew
can
that.
You imagine? Well, we don't know. We don't want to assume, but Sean did get that one right. It's 1-1. Happy birthday to former teen heartthrob Jonathan Taylor Thomas, who turns 44 today. He was best known for his role as Randy Taylor in the series Home Improvement, but he also voiced one of Disney's most lovable lions. What character was he the voice of?
Simba. I love JTT.
That's right. Sean, do you like The Lion King?
Yeah.
Great movie. He also knew that one. We are tied 2-2.
Okay.
Now, what if your first loss comes against Sean?
You know what? I don't want to think about it. But Sean's proven to do okay, but he also has two people playing. I'm going to assume Mom got the first one.
No, he's a big Magnum PI guy. Let's see here. Over the weekend, the University of Michigan beat Western Michigan 13-12 after officials restored 1 second on the clock to give the Wolverines one final chance to score. How many milliseconds are in 1 second, Kel? Is it 10, 100, or 1,000?
Okay, even with multiple choice, it's going to be a guess, and I'm going to guess 1,000.
Why would that be your guess?
Because a millisecond seems really itty-bitty-bitties, so it would be a whole lot of those for 1 second.
Could have picked any other number, but you got it right, as did Sean.
Oh!
Sean said he has to go to school. I'm saying you don't have to because you're so smart. You got all these right.
Is Sean going to school so that you could teach the class?
Yes.
He's a little professor. Well, Sean, unfortunately, you and Mom not taking any money home today. But how about you get some tickets to the Fault Line Festival to see Dustin Lynch October 17th at Morongo Field?
Sure.
Yeah, why not?
He said, I'll check my calendar. Yeah. You think Sean was messing with us?
What do you mean?
Do you think he just has a very young voice, but Sean's really 45?
I don't know, but he knew his stuff. The one that cracked me up was he guessed the Magnum P.I. one, like, right off the bat. I'm like, hey, you got to have Mom in your ear, right?
Maybe he's got his own Tom Selleck mustache.
He's in his Hawaiian shirt today.
Well, you can't beat me. That song right there is a good one. And I'll admit, I've listened to it on repeat. But my max listening to a song on repeat is, like, twice. Two times, and I'm good. There's something about kids. They can listen to it, like, 20 times back to back to back to back to back to back where you're like, okay, enough. I can't listen to that song anymore.
Even if it's a song I like, I can go, you know, a couple times. But then for some reason, yeah, when it comes to the kids song, I don't know why it's a little more every single time they want to hear it.
Well, and you're right in the thick of it right now with Reese. She's 4 years old.
Yep, 4.5, going on 5, and she has a new favorite.
What is the song that you always want to play over and over and over again?
Who Let the Dogs Out?
No, Baha the Baha Men. Men.
It came up on the Alexa, not too long ago. And first thing, right when she wakes up, and then a couple times after that, and then she'll take a break, go play in a room, and then come back, and it has to play again. I'll tell you what, that's a long song, too.
So you're over it. You're like, who let him out? I don't care. Put him away. Someone put the dogs away.
I just mix it up with a whole bunch. You know, let's just put it in rotation. Let's make a playlist that we'll have that song on there once, and then let's hear a couple other songs. But no, every time it ends, it's, Alexa, play Who Let the Dogs Out.
What is that song for your kid that they've listened to so much, you're like, I can't hear it again?
888-431-3764. You can call or text. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Here comes another guest in the K-Frog High-Low Jackpot.
Alicia and San Jacinto, was an expensive weekend for you?
It was a relaxing one, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, let's try and score you some cash for the high-low jackpot. We need your best guess down to the penny.
Okay, let's go $459.22.
Alicia, can you repeat that number for us one more time?
$459.22.
Alicia, your guess is too low.
Oh, man. All right, I'll try again. Thank you, guys.
Not a problem. Get another guess ready because we will play at 8 o'clock. Alicia, let me ask you, do you have kids?
Yes, I do.
Is there a song that they're currently listening to right now that is driving you crazy? You're like, I don't want to hear that song again.
Thank God by Kane Brown was definitely one of the good ones. That was a karaoke one for us.
Kane Brown, Thank God over the Baja Man, Don't Let the Dogs Out. Which one would you rather hear on repeat?
First off, it's not Don't Let the Dogs Out. It's Who Let the Dogs Out, Kel. Get it right, please.
I'm sorry. I haven't listened to it 12 times today.
I mean, it's hard for me to say because I would probably pick Kane Brown, but also I haven't listened to Kane Brown 12 times earlier today, you know? But I don't know. Who Let the Dogs Out, though? You have to admit, that's a classic. That's still carried over to this day, and it's still a great song.
What was the song for your kid? Weigh in at 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
What is the song that you always want to play over and over and over again?
Who Let the Dogs Out?
Who Let the Dogs Out?
Like, how many times are we talking on repeat she's listening to it?
I mean, I have to stop her at three. I have to.
There's a limit.
Because then it drives you crazy. It's that repetitive, like, you know it's coming. You've heard it time and time again. It's like, let's listen to another song. But she recently discovered that one not too long ago, and it is constantly playing in our home. Nonstop. Okay, go ahead.
No, there is something with kids that when they have a favorite, it's like one is never enough. For us right now, it's movies. And it's like, okay, we've seen that movie. Watch something new. No, we'll watch it again. And I'm like, we know what happens. Just like the song. You know what's going to happen.
Movies might be harder than songs because you're not sitting through a 3.5-minute song. You're sitting through like an hour and a half long movie.
It's driving me crazy. But your pain of the song, you're not alone. 909 says, Boston by Stella Lefty is my 3-year-old's favorite. She will listen to it 20 times in a row.
You know, as the parent, you have the decision to tell them no. 20 is a lot.
951, I have 3 kids and they are obsessed with TLC's No Scrubs.
Hey, you know what?
I can get down with that.
You're doing
one.
A good job there. Invite
right.
me over. I'll listen.
As long as it's a song I don't mind listening to on repeat, I'm okay with it.
What about from the 951? My 4-year-old great-grandson listens to Bodies by Drowning Pool.
That one might be a little questionable.
Sounds like an angry child.
Good morning, K-Frog. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Amia from Rancho.
Hey, Amia, what is your favorite song that you can listen to on repeat?
Animal by Cat's Eye.
Oh.
I'm not familiar with that one.
I'm not either. That's your all-time favorite right now?
Yeah.
How many times do you think you can listen to it in a row?
12.
Do you know how it goes? Could you sing a little bit of it for us?
No, thanks.
Angela and Hemet, what is the song that your kid can listen to on repeat?
So my son goes to bed, he has an Alexa in his room, and he goes to bed listening to Bills by Kids Bop Kids on repeat. The singer of the song is called Lunch Money Lewis. It says, Bills, I've got to pay, I got to work every day, I've got bills.
He's manifesting that hustle. He's like, when I get older, I'm going to have these bills I got to pay for.
Yeah, apparently, but it goes so much where you're going around and you hear the words bills, and all of a sudden the song pops into your head, and you're saying, I've got bills. I'm like, dang it. Just wait, Anthony. Wait till she can tell Alexa to play the song on repeat.
There's, like, a little lock on the Alexa that you can, like, turn on so that, like, nobody's voice will, like, pick up whatever you're saying. So, like, if you're saying, like, play it on replay or play this song, you could swipe that little thing over and Alexa won't hear you. It'll just continue to play music.
He goes, Alexa, play Bills by Kids Bop Kids on repeat. And so she just plays it over and over and over again all night long.
Look for that little button, okay?
And if you've got bills that you've got to pay, maybe we can help you with a high-low jackpot. Another chance to win coming up at 8 o'clock on K-Frog.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Brian Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.